Let us pray. We come before you, O God, in the wake of your word, wanting to be excited, wanting to believe, wanting to be joyful. Remind each one here that the call that you put out to your people is our call, but also that the promises of salvation and grace are ours too. Kindle in us a joy that comes from serving faithfully, from living faithfully into your call to serve this world and its people. Shine your light on these holy words that we may see ourselves in them and follow in your way. Set aflame our hearts with a passion for our partnership with you and a joy in being your hands and feet in creation. We ask this and all things in the name of Christ, the joy of the world. Amen. As we celebrate Joy Sunday, we do so in anticipation of a few things. First and most obviously is the joy that comes from the inbreaking of God into the world in the form of Jesus Christ. That's awesome. And we should definitely be joyful about God reaching in and taking part in our lives in such a transformative way. One of those transforming ways is another reason why we might have been feeling joyful about today. If not for the weather last night and the roads this morning, we were going to welcome 6 people into our church family. We will just have to contain some of that joy as we welcome them next week instead. Still, that joy in celebrating our kindred in Christ, in sharing this world with one another, is central to how we come to understand joy. Isaiah actually does a fairly good job of sharing what joy looks like in the midst of being people of faith. As we read, our joy is born out of the ways that we serve God and serve the world. This is especially poignant in a season where society tells us that joy comes from the stuff that we get, the number of boxes that are under the tree, and the new things that we ask, no, demand of Santa. But our faith reminds us of a deeper joy. The true joy comes when we find deeper connectedness with one another, when we celebrate presence. Rather than presents that we rip open. And that shouldn't really be a surprise to any of us, especially with the last year as Exhibit A. As we march closer and closer to Christmas, many of us are watching those daily updates, not just from New Brunswick, but from nearby provinces to see if and how travel will work over the holidays. We do that because that closeness that comes with Christmas and the new year is something that we crave. We long for it more and more as those days approach. If we were purely materialistic beings, we would all be content to order from an online store, get it shipped to others, and have things shipped to us, and we'd be happy. Actually, before the pandemic, there was a great question that floated around social media, usually accompanied by a picture of a cabin in the woods or on a lake or some far-off wilderness place. And that question asked, in reference to the picture, would you live here for a month with no internet or contact with the outside world in order to get $1 million at the end? At the time, the answers ranged from yes, to yes, please, to yes, I could use the quiet. But you know what this pandemic has taught us? Everyone who answered that question in the affirmative is a liar. Because we weren't 2 weeks into the lockdown before people were asking when we could get back to normal, when we could leave our homes, when we could see people again. Now that might seem like a bad thing, like we're an impatient lot, but it also speaks to something deeper about what we need in our lives to thrive. One another. A month alone in a cabin, 2 weeks at home without family and friends, it's too long for us, social creatures that we are. And the thought that we might not see our loved ones this Christmas makes many people physically ill. The truth is that materialism, money, stuff, sounds great until we realize that it's all that we have to live with. When we remove human connection from our lives, even the truncated amount that many of us introverts need, we get volatile, belligerent, or even at the very least, we feel deeply that disconnectedness in the form of anxiety, stress, and depression. We need each other, not just to experience the deep joy that comes with a united creation, but we need each other for support, for care, to feel complete as human beings. And that's what Isaiah is talking about in our reading today, our connectedness, our mutual reliance on one another and our divine partner. He reminds the people of his day and us in the reading of the scripture that our call is to bring healing, hope, and happiness to our kindred in this world, to let trust grow between us and to allow the Spirit to flow over and through us in this world. From Isaiah, we hear that in our serving, there is a promise of salvation and righteousness. And as Christians, we can see the results of our connectedness in the ultimate unity of divine and human in the person of Jesus Christ. In him is shared our trials, our suffering, and our sadness, yes. But in this inbreaking of the divine, we also see shared our celebrations, our victories, our joy. So as we prepare to move into the rest of our service and beyond to a time where we long to reach out to friends and family in this Advent season, in the Christmas season, and in the new year, let us be reminded constantly of those things that bring us joy. The memories that we make with each other, the ways that we change the world for the better when we support and care for one another, the feeling that we get when we feel the Spirit driving our connectedness to one another, to the world. Basically, let us remember that true joy comes from those times when we build community and follow God together. Let's do that. Now let us pray. Kindle in us, O restless spirit, a joy that comes from serving this world in Christ's name. Move through us and let us be your feet that we might go to those places where our kindred are most in need. Reach through our hands to bring healing, to embrace this world. Work through us that we might model Christ in our world, even as we ready the world for his birth. We ask this and all things in his strong name. Amen.